Hello, everyone. We are here in Channel 9 studio today with Sergey. My name is Girish Raja. I'm a technical evangelist with Microsoft. And Sergey is from Aquilon. Thanks for joining us, Sergey.
Thank you for having me.
So tell us a bit about yourself and what you do at Aquilon.
So my name is Sergey Dryzin. I'm the CEO of Aquilon. And I'm a former Microsoft employee. I spent about 8.5 years in different product teams. And now we run Aquilon. Aquilon is a software consultancy. We're a little over 140 people. And we work with various clients inside Microsoft and outside. One of our clients is a CRM team. We work with CRM Online. We work with CRM. We work with different Dynamics groups. Various Dynamics groups. So the product I would like to show you today is CRM Global Search.
Excellent. And so Dynamics CRM, we just had the beta of the latest release. The
yep.
CRM 2011 beta
mm-hmm.
went out last week. What do you think of that?
I have a very personal connection to it. Part of my company, my guys work on the product. So really excited to see it finally getting closer to be shipped. And I'm really excited about the online paradigm. I like the idea of being able to innovate and plug in your own products and components into a hosted scenario and basically open up that whole box of innovation and allowing people to do their things.
Certainly. So tell us a bit more about Global Search, because that's mm-hmm. the product that we're going to talk about in this video. Tell us what you mean by Global Search and, you know, what do you have as a solution?
Absolutely. So Global Search is, of course, as you can guess by name, is a way to world domination in search. But to be serious...
One enterprise at a time, as
absolutely, yeah. Or all of them together. But as users of CRM would know, CRM provides very robust search capabilities. You can basically go and search for something and find it and apply all kinds of filters and specific maybe date, times, and such and such. The only thing that CRM doesn't allow you to do is search across multiple entities. So if I'm inside accounts, I can find accounts. If I'm inside leads, I can find leads. If I'm inside opportunities, I can find opportunities. What I cannot do is do a single search and find entities that match that search across all the entities that reside in CRM. And that's what Global Search does. It allows you to do a single search and find all the entities which match that search criteria.
Cool. So out of the box, you get the structured search, you know, going by one set of entities with a set of criteria,
mm-hmm.
you know, whether it be in the native search or whether it be in the advanced find.
Yep.
But your global search searches across the entire list of
Absolutely.
Entities, the entire list of data that you have in the CRM system.
Yes.
Which is great. So tell us a bit about how this works behind the scenes. You know, are you guys doing, you know, web service queries every time
mm-hmm.
somebody searches, or do you have an index, or
yep.
just curious about how this works behind the scenes a little bit.
So there's a little bit of both. So we use direct querying for all the entities except for emails and attachments. So emails and attachments are indexed. There is a crawler job in the back that indexes, and everything else is direct queries into SQL database.
Excellent. So how would that work with something like an Outlook client or a mobile client? Is this something that you're thinking about actively?
So yes, Outlook client, we support online scenarios. So in Outlook, it works well in online. We don't support mobile, nor we support Outlook offline,
mm-hmm.
which is interesting now because we wrote the mobile implementation for CRM, but we don't support it for searching yet.
Maybe it's a future date, I would imagine.
Quite possible.
And how does it work with something like a hosted environment like CRM Online, where
mm-hmm.
we see a lot of customers going to CRM Online because it gives them the flexibility of not having to run CRM in their own data center. They can
mm-hmm.
just, you know, use it as a SaaS application. How would a product like Global Search work with online?
So right now, we have we support hosted scenarios. So a hosting provider, be it Microsoft or someone else, can buy Global Search and install it separate for each organization and basically
mm-hmm.
provide it as per user, per license model. We don't support complete online scenario yet. We are not able to plug into somebody else's hosted environment. We need access to the box. We need access to SQL.
Mm-hmm.
So this is something we're looking at, and we're probably going to implement it fairly soon and ship it.
Excellent. So when you go back and get data from CRM, it's typically through SQL or web services or a combination of both?
Yeah, right now it's not web services. It's more direct API calls into libraries. Mm-hmm. The version one was web services.
Cool. But you know, eventually when you get to online, I presume you're going to do a bit of both about you know, calling web services and indexing.
Absolutely. Web services, actually, we had we thought we would have performance penalties, but it turned out to be fine. So we're able to do some smart caching for calls and also on client and use some compression mechanisms and get data over and do some good perf.
Excellent. So how would a customer go about configuring it? Because as you can imagine in CRM world, every mm-hmm. customer is different. They have their own set of entities, their set of fields. Is this something that a customer can configure themselves, or do they just install and go, or you know, how does it work?
Absolutely. So let me actually show you some configuration. So here we have a very fresh setup CRM 2011. That has some records bootstrapped, and it also has global search installed. So I'm an admin. My name is Demo, and here we have a settings page. So in settings, I would go to global search settings, and what I would see is basically all the entities that I've decided to search. So I've decided to make this entity searchable. If I want to add more entities, I will basically say, okay, what else can I search? Well, I got activities, addresses, business units. What can I? What would I like to search? Well, I'd like to search, say, activities. Okay, so we go say activities, and we say publish change. It says okay. Okay, now if I go back to settings, and I go to global search settings, I should see activities. Here we go. So this is basically a list of entities we've decided to make searchable. Obviously, the more entities you make searchable, the longer searches take. So the same thing would be for custom entities. We support completely custom entity searches. So when I open this entity, I will have a chance to configure how I want it to be searched and how I want it to be presented. So these are the attributes to be displayed in search results. So right here I can say, okay, right now I want to show activity subject, but let's say I want to see maybe owner, add owner. Okay. Say okay. Oh, maybe I want to configure something else. So here is how I want to search it. So which fields inside this entity I'm actually going to search to find the string.
So you can say, you know, you want to search the whole set of records in the entity or a whole set of fields, or you can pick and choose which
Absolutely.
Ones you want to do.
And also you can search looked up fields that are not that are related to this entity. So this one missing description, so I want to add description. And here are the states, which states I want to search. I can search the ones that are open, scheduled, completed. So in this case, we have them all. And here are some of the relationships. So basically, if I'm searching an entity and it has relationship, I want to put on search result page right away. So I can click, let's say I have an account and I want to show the list of contacts or something. I can do that right away, so you don't have to open it and jump back and forth.
So it's very productive for user, because when they're trying to look up a record, they don't have to do 20 clicks to get there.
Absolutely.
They can just search and get there pretty soon.
That's the goal. So if I say here and I say publish, I basically configured my search for entity type. Remind me later. For entity type activities. So the same thing I can do for each entity and, of course, custom entities. And we have a default configuration that we ship it with, and that usually includes most of the common entities.
So out of the box, if it's a CRM implementation, mm-hmm. it's all pre-configured. But if you have an XRM type implementation with completely custom entities, you'll still be able to configure and use it however you want.
Yep. Perfect. Yeah. So let me then go and maybe show you how it actually works. So let's say we are in my work space, and let's say we would be in, where should we be, my work activities. Let's go to sales. And you can configure where you want to see global search, on which, of course, on which tabs. You can also configure things like when the crawler starts to do indexing, how often it runs for attachments and emails. But let's say I was in accounts, right? I'm working in accounts, and I'm trying to find a account that has to do with a guy named Mike. So if I use standard search and I say Mike, what it will do, it will show me the list of accounts which have word Mike in the name of the account. If I go to global search, and I say Mike, what I will find is, let's see, what am I going to find? Okay, what I'll find, I'll find 8 accounts that have something to do with Mike. I also can, by the way, subsearch. Let's say I want to only deal with those that are in 4 to 5 and none of those. So 618. Okay, got oh. 1 and 618. So you can have some filtering on top of which.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah, and that's actually, those are the columns that we configured when we said we want to display. So those are the columns that we configured. So I found 8 accounts. I found 7 activities, something to do with Mike. So cool. I can click here and we see it. And let's say if I want to, for example, maybe even do a little trick and say contacts, general, and maybe go into description and say Sergey found this record. Save and close. And if I now search for Sergey, it should actually find this record that I just edited. That was under Mike.
That's excellent.
So right here we go. One of this. So this one is probably it.
So it's not just looking at one set of field. It's whatever you configure that's
exactly.
being indexed. And
exactly.
In this case, I'm assuming it's a live search because
yep.
it's going against
yep.
the live data.
Yeah,
that's
but
great.
But the main beauty of it is that it allows you to see the whole picture of everything that you've ever dealt with. Let's say a call comes in mm-hmm. and you search by a number. You don't have that number anywhere in the accounts, but you have it somewhere in notes. A guy called and we talked. Okay, here you find the entity, you can look at the history, your salespeople can be extremely productive.
Great. Now, the user interface looks pretty compelling because mm-hmm. it looks a lot like the native UI, but you've added some elements like filtering and things like that. Can you talk a bit about how you guys build this? Is this Ajax or Silverlight? Or
yeah, so we have Ajax, we have .NET. Mm-hmm. On the background, we have Link to SQL. We mm-hmm. have TSQL, and it's basically very straightforward, standard stuff.
Excellent, but you were able to make it look like it's a native CRM record and a set of entities, which is excellent.
We tried hard.
That's great. Now, tell me a bit more about how this would work in an enterprise scenario where, CRM is just one component of the enterprise deployment. You
mm-hmm.
know, they probably have many other systems, things like SharePoint and, other piece of software. And, this is a great set of functionality, but
mm-hmm.
somebody would want to do, hey, I want to search for Mike in my ERP. I want to search for Mike in SharePoint.
Yep.
How would it work for, for your customer in a scenario like that?
Yeah. So right now, the way we work is we support searching the entities inside CRM, and as well as attachments and documents which are residing inside CRM. So CRM has a very specific implementation of how documents are stored inside the database, so we can search for those. We have implementations which are specific for larger clients where we do funky things, and those we can connect to different data stores, document lists or something else, to search those as well. So out of the box, it doesn't support it, but we do it for a specific implementation, specific clients. So for example, one thing for enterprises which is very interesting is, let's say you have a company that has multiple businesses and they're like silos, and each one of those has its own CRM organization, but there's no way to search across. So let's say you sell product A to this guy, and they probably need product B, but there's no way to find them because they're in different silos. So we have implementations that search across multiple CRM organizations and allow you to see it in single search. But this is more of a custom implementation than a out-of-the-box functionality.
Perfect. Now, as a customer, I'm already impressed. Tell me, how do I go get it? Where do I go get it?
So it's very straightforward. So there's, of course, what we demoed to you today is CRM 2011, which is not available yet out. So we have an implementation for the previous version of CRM, CRM 4. So on our website, you can go to www.aquilon.com, and then you click on Products and Dynamics CRM Global Search. Here you have a page that has all kinds of goodies on it. One of the interesting things it has is a calculator of how much time you'll save for your for your employees.
Productivity improvement.
Exactly.
I like it.
Yeah. If you say that you have 10 users and you save 10 minutes per day, or it gives you right away a cost. This how much money you saved. So it can be more or less. But you can download and actually try it here. So we have a live CRM4 setup. Mm-hmm. So you log in with demo. It's absolutely fully functional. It has actually a good number of records. And you can search for the same way for special words. You can search for attachments and see how it works.
Cool. If and I'm sure you'll have your live environment upgraded to 2011 when we go to RTW and later this year.
Yep. Excellent. So, and here you can actually download and try it. Right here, here's download button.
Cool. So there's a 30-day free trial that customer can use in their own environment.
Yep, there's a 30-day free trial. We can extend it. There is all kinds of special licenses for pre-production environment, for development environment. Of course, we're very open to looking at your bigger problem and helping you solve it with a global search or different implementations on top of it.
Excellent. Is this something that you're planning to post on Dynamics Marketplace, which is probably out by the time when we have this video posted? Is that something that you're looking forward to?
Definitely plan. So we're on Pinpoint right now, and we're hoping to be on Marketplace, one of the first to be there.
All right, Sergey, it's a pleasure talking to you. Thank you very much.
Thank you for having me.